Hello, this is David Snyder, president of BIMI, welcoming you to Moments for Missions with Dr. J.B. Godfrey. Today's episode is being re-aired in honor of Dr. Don Sisk.
Listen, let me just tell you, if you missed the story of Dr. Don Sisk from last week and the first part of this week, go to BIMI.org and our ministries tab and look down the radio, and you can listen to them again there if you miss one day or you need to hear this whole story. So Dr. Sisk picked back up Sinry Newtown Baptist Church. What a miracle the whole church was, and Pastor Ogawa getting saved the first service. And tell us what God's done there at that church.
On February the 7th, a few weeks ago, they had their 55th anniversary.
Amen.
And Dr. Ogawa sent me an email, and he asked me to send a clip. And I do this every year. Usually write letters, okay? But this year he wanted me to make a short video, and I did. But he sent me some statistics. And here's an amazing thing, okay? Now, when we began the church, we had absolutely nothing. They met for 5 years and rented buildings and so forth. Then we built our first building, and then the second building, and then eventually the building they've got now, which is unbelievably great. It'll seat about 600 people. You've been there.
Oh, yeah. Beautiful
wonderful
place.
Wonderful building and so forth. But he said, last month our offering was $113,000. Last month our mission giving was $19,500.
Amen.
Okay, and that's the church in Japan, okay? He said, since we've been giving to missions, we've given well over $5 million. And the amazing thing is, there's over 60 people, think about it, that have been saved in that church and baptized and discipled that are now in full-time Christian ministry.
Yeah, amazing.
I think they have 7 families on foreign mission fields. And people starting churches and, you know, the pastor's wives and, you know, on and on and on. But it's just, it's amazing what God has done.
Yes. And his children after him are still serving the Lord in Japan.
Oh, yeah. He has 3 sons and 1 daughter. His daughter is married to a preacher that pastors a church in Tokyo.
In Tokyo.
Wonderful church. 2 of the sons are amazing preachers. They love God, serving God, and so forth. And then the one son that didn't go to Bible school, he went to other kind of schools, and he's an engineer, helped build the biggest bridge in Japan, you know. He can tell you all about that. But he's a godly Christian, married to a good woman.
Amen.
And they serve God, teach Sunday school, and so forth. But when we first started that church, Brother J.B., I could not have imagined anything of that nature.
Sure. You know? And Pastor Ogawa, I know that the young lady that you all introduced to him, after some time, she got sick and went to heaven.
She did. She had cancer. But she was one of the most godly women. And by the way, before she died, she told him the woman he should marry after he died.
And
now,
he did.
That's unusual. Now, he didn't marry right away. It was 2 or 3 years after that. And Brother White and I was in a meeting one time. And he said, you think Brother Ogawa will ever marry again? I said, no, I don't think so. The very next week, he called me and he said, hey, teacher, so I've got some news for you. I'm engaged.
Amen.
And he said, now, Sachiko, before she went to heaven, told me I should marry this woman. And by the way, she's made him a very good wife.
Yes.
Wonderful woman.
Well, as you've heard this story today, and the story's not over, that's just really the first phase of Dr. Sisk's life and his wife, Virginia, there in Japan, and God's used them in many ways. But I hope it stirred your soul. If you're listening to me today and you don't know Christ as your Savior, you need to get saved. There's no greater joy in the world than knowing your sins are forgiven, and you can do that right now, right where you're at. Acknowledge your sin and understand Jesus died for you. And if you're a believer, to say, Lord, I'll do anything you want me to do with my life, what a joy that is.
You've been listening to Moments for Missions. For further information, please write to BIMI, P.O. Box 9, Harrison, Tennessee, 37341, or call us at 423-344-5050. Or you can visit us online at www.bimi.org. Until next time, may the Lord richly bless you.